Hey, give it up for the high school band one more time. They've been working really hard at that. Hey, you guys can go ahead and grab a seat. This morning, we're going to be continuing our series looking at these rhythms for family discipleship. And really, we want this series to be teaching you how to put these things into practice in your family. And I don't know about you, but last week seemed like it was an extra busy week for me. After suggesting that we would spend time reading one chapter a day and memorizing one verse a day with our families, it just seemed like the week just got instantaneously busy. And so we understand that as we talk about these rhythms, we are going to be fighting our schedules. We're going to be fighting other things that try and draw our attention. But I'm really excited because this morning Gianni is going to come and teach on the rhythm of prayer. And so if you would give it up for Gianni, come on up here, bud. It's just been a lot of fun seeing Gianni grow and mature, grow as a communicator of God's word and just take on junior high. And so Gianni, thanks for teaching us this morning.
No problem.
Take it away, bud.
How are you guys? Good? Daylight savings? Tired? I woke up tired. It's all good. Well, it's amazing seeing you all here today. So excited for this family rhythm of prayer. Chris did a great job last week talking about God's word and how we hold to it for sound doctrine. With a lot of world full of deceit and lies, we hold to it for truth. Before we jump in, I just wanted to, a lot of people might not know who I am. I'm Gianni Tozzer. I am the youth director here. I lead the junior high class. He said, yeah. Yeah. I was hired back in June, and I was a volunteer before that for about a year and a half. And again, so amazing leading these students, and thank you, parents, for raising God-fearing children. It really is amazing. Another amazing thing about myself is I am getting married this year in April. Woo! To Ava. She also volunteers in junior high. And it's going to be 7 days after the SMI trip. So please pray for me. So yes, so this is our second gym floor of today. And we're going to be walking through prayer. Pray without ceasing. That prayer should be a natural rhythm in the family's life. That it's important that we all come together to lean on Christ. Before we dive into this, pray all together. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for all of us, your bride, to come together to learn more about you and your perfect ways. Be with me today and let your message be known because all of this is for your glory. We praise you because you are amazing. Thank you for your promises that you have given us. And thank you that we can come to you in prayer and come to you with knees and troubled hearts as you care for us and also come praise you for the glorious acts you have done. Thank you, Jesus, for nailing our sins on the cross and giving us eternal life, faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, this is considered a topic of discussion, but we're going to use God's word as our base. Right? The family rhythm of prayer is not to be a burden, but it should be a natural rhythm in the Christian's life. So we see prayer, of course, all throughout Scripture. We see Jesus constantly in prayer throughout his earthly ministry. Even though it is a base following Christ, oftentimes we overlook it, especially in a family setting. Life is busy. It gets really hard to stay focused. But again, we must hold on to it. So our first one, what is prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. Talking to the Lord about everything in our lives. Our marriage, our children, our troubles. About thanksgivings, it's simply communication. We pray to God because he wants to hear from us, and also we want to talk to him. Prayer is a wonderful gift from God, just like God's word is a wonderful gift. It's pausing in our day to acknowledge who we trust in and who we lean on. It's connecting with the Lord. Prayer gives us hope, peace, strength. It gives us clarity because we are going to the one that holds all things in his hands. It's humbling ourselves and going to the Lord. So it's important that we remember, again, It's not about how we pray, but our intent. You could be driving our car, dropping off your kids to school. Doesn't matter the place. Jesus gave a great example of what prayer is and how we should pray in Matthew 6, verses 7 through 8. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask of him. The Lord knows our hearts and our thoughts. He knows all things, that he is sovereign. That prayer is communicating with him. Right? Prayer can be audible, it can be silent, it can be private, it can be public, it can be formal, it can be informal. But prayer must be put in faith. James 1:6, but let him ask in faith with no doubt. The one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven, tossed by the wind. It's such a blessing that we can come to him. We don't have to jump through hoops and hurdles to talk to him. We can go directly. We have direct access. So this goes to, why do we pray? We see throughout Scripture that God calls his people through prayer. Paul states very clearly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That the believer in Christ should be constantly in prayer. That we should be in prayer in times of good or bad. To pray without ceasing, to be kingdom focused. Paul states in Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So we see prayer is necessary for the believer in Christ. Again, connecting with the Lord and showing out our faith in the one we trust. It's surrendering to God, not relying on ourselves, but on him. Remember, how close can we have a relationship if we don't ever communicate? You give a great example of your marriages, or your relationships. How close can I be with Ava if I never communicate with her? The prayer is necessary. Colossians 3:2, Paul states again, set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. That we are set our mind on God's kingdom, to be kingdom focused. To be focused and not distracted by our earthly troubles or desires. Which leads into, how do we pray? We see many examples of prayer throughout Scripture. We see the crying out to the Lord, such in David's Psalms. We see prayers of praises from Solomon in 1 Kings. We see thanksgivings from Mary in the Gospel of Luke. All throughout Scripture, again and again, we see God's people going to the Lord for their troubles, tribulations, and thanksgiving. Jesus is a great example of this in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13, and also in Matthew's account in chapter 6. Disciples come to Jesus and say, ask how to pray. Jesus then said, pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Jesus showed throughout his disciples, to pray. And once broken down, we can see the points that he is addressing. Our Father in heaven, right? Acknowledging God as our creator. Hallowed be your name. Honoring God's holiness. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Desiring God's kingdom on earth and submitting to God's will. Give us this day our daily bread. Asking for daily provisions. And forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. Seeking forgiveness and extending forgiveness to others. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Asking for guidance and protection from sin and evil. Again, like what Paul was saying in Colossians 3:2, that we are set our minds and our prayer lives on things above. Kingdom focused. Right? acknowledge God as creator, honoring God's holiness, desiring God's kingdom on earth, submitting to God's will, asking for daily provision, seeking forgiveness, extending forgiveness to others, and asking for guidance or protection from sin and evil. Paul again states in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, this passage should encourage us, encourage the believers not to worry about anything, but instead to bring all their concerns to God through prayer and thanksgiving, which result in experience peace of God that surpasses human understanding. They are not distracted by the earth. We put our faith in the one. Right? David also says in Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Prayer is humbleness. It's going to the Lord in all time, constantly, with requests and thanksgivings. So with this setup, what is prayer and how to pray? How can we add this into our family? Right? I know it can be really hard to add something new, not really new, but something that we haven't been consistent on, especially in a family setting. It can be really busy, right? But we're supposed to pray without ceasing. So some tips we can adapt is, one, choose a consistent time each day for family prayer. Be consistent, right? Set reminders. Don't give up if you miss a few days. For me, I often have to set reminders on my phone, or I have to write it somewhere and put it so I can constantly see it, because I get so caught up in everything that I forget half the time, right? Two, include all members. Assign each member with a specific prayer request, right? Include all members, even with their very young. I know some families just having their babies say, okay, let's bow our heads or hold my hand. That's something. It's good. It starts getting them into it. Right? Three, keep prayer requests and praises. Write down your family's prayer requests, and then come together and pray throughout them. I love that staff meeting. We have our prayer requests. We all come together, and we pray through them. I love that. We are not only supposed to focus on our needs, but praises. Praise sheet. I have a praise chart that I write down, and then when they're answered, I fill it out. Right? Especially in our family Bible reading and devotional. Family Bible reading and devotionals are a great way to start praying. Before reading God's word, have someone start praying. Right? When we close, before you start your family devotionals, open in prayer. Prayer is a gift from God, and starting these rhythms will have an impact on your life and your families. Growing closer and stronger in the Lord. Again, this is generational, meaning when your kids grow up, they can then take those to their own families. I didn't grow up in a Christian household. I was saved later on in my life. So it's amazing seeing these kids now constantly in prayer, constantly in God's word. And I can't wait, Lord willing, when I start my own family, that I can add these into my family. And it's good to start now, even when before Ava and I get married. Right, to start now, especially for the youth, you can start now. You don't have to start when you're an adult. You don't have to start when you're grown up. You can start now. Right? So how can we apply this into our lives? So there's some things that we can do. It's going to be a weekly rhythm. There's going to be two prayers, one in the morning and one evening. The morning prayers could be ACTS. This stands for acknowledge, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Right? You can gather around the breakfast table, right, before school, or driving to school. And this is going to be God focused. So ACTS, acknowledge. Praise God for all that He is. Right? He's good. He's just. He's all powerful. Right, He holds all things in His hands. He's all-knowing. He's present everywhere. Right? Confession. Confess your sins individually and also the struggles as a family you've been going through. Thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for all His blessings in your life. Also thank Him through times of struggles and trials. Supplication. Present your requests to God individually, but also your requests for the whole family. For example, you know, husbands, you can start with acknowledging God for who He is. And mom can pray about confession or thanksgiving. Things as a family and individually, we need to confess to God. And the kids, right? Supplication, the needs for themselves, and also as a whole family. Remember, you know your family, so you might have to adjust these. Tell them, Scott. That's why I got it. There you go. You can do the kids. Like I said, you can adapt this to your family. Good luck, Ezra, wherever you are. Oh, there you are. All right, for Ava and I, we're not married yet, so we don't live together. Right, so oftentimes I have to set reminders. We have phone calls. We call each other. Sometimes I don't see her every day. So we call each other and we pray together. Right, you have to adapt these to get these into your life. Right, and sometimes, honestly, I forget. Or I just get too busy and I just move on. But don't be discouraged. Oftentimes I'm discouraged. Well, I messed up. Right, there's grace. Keep going. Keep trying. Right? And then the evening is bless. This stands for body, labor, emotions, social, and spiritual. This is people-focused. So acts is God-focused, and bless is people-focused. This could be grandma, could be a teacher, could be a coworker, could be anyone. And I truly love this one because it actually hones in on intentional prayer. So the B, body, pray for good health. Protection and strength. Labor. L for labor. Pray for their work experience. For them to have a great work day. For there are many struggles, any struggles with finances. Pray over the financial stability. Right? Emotional. Pray for emotional health and good quality of life. Right? S for social. Pray for their relationships with their family and friends. Pray for good, godly people to come into their lives. For strong relationships that honor the Lord. And S for spiritual. Pray, if they're not in Christ, pray for their salvation. Right? Pray for repentance. For them to have faith in the Lord. Persevere. And this again can be applied just like the morning. Right? And husbands, lead these. So again, prayer is a blessing from God. We can go to Him directly with our troubles and thanksgivings. We don't have to jump through hoops. We have direct access. It's an act of worship, stopping our day and leaning on the one that holds all power. It's putting our faith in Him, not in ourselves. And again, we are called to pray without ceasing. Jesus showed to acknowledge God in our prayers as our Creator, honoring God's holiness, desiring God's kingdom on earth, submitting to God's will, asking for daily provisions, seeking forgiveness, extending forgiveness to others, asking for guidance and protection from sin and evil. And we can use helpful tips, such as constant prayer time, right? Include all members, prayer requests, such praises, family Bible and devotional. Help us involve these prayers in our lives. And again, use acts and bless to really hone in on intentional time. Again, I'm super excited for that. That's my season. Students, are you? Yay! Yay! It's going to be good. I'm super excited. I'm super excited about these gym floors. This is really cool seeing all together. There's many faces I haven't even talked to or seen. So again, let's pray. Lord, be with these families today. You know their needs and their hearts. Thank you again that we can come to you in prayer directly and talk to you. Lord, I pray that these families can come together and grow in you and worship you. Lord, thank you for everything you have given us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Gianni.
No problem.
Yeah, give him a hand. It's exciting to see Gianni. Whoa. That's you. Yeah, I'm not in front of the speaker right now. Sorry, dude. It's fun to see Gianni growing in this and just his heart for the kids. And I know my son gets a kick out of goofing off with him every Sunday and Wednesday. So, hey, we just want to encourage you as we're going through these weeks, these rhythms are intended to be something that, again, is not a burden placed on your family. Like, hey, if you don't do these, you're bad people and you should feel bad. No, we're hoping to bring these in front of you and encourage them as something that becomes a normal, just part of everyday life. And so this week, if you only put one of them in practice each week as you're learning these, great. So our encouragement to you this week is make prayer the focus of your spiritual time with your kids and find ways. I know for us, right before bedtime, as we're putting the kids to bed, that's like prime time for prayer. And we do it with each kid individually. My wife's better about it than me, full disclosure, except with Olivia. She really likes to do it with me for whatever reason. So, but just take that time and use these acronyms. They're not the formula. And if you do it a different way, you're not a bad person, but they can be helpful. If you're like, boy, I struggle to know what to pray with my kids. Well, here's a cheat code, as it were. So we're just going to walk through these and teach our kids to think holistically about prayer. So that's our encouragement for you. We're super excited. We got some more fun stuff coming this next couple of weeks. And in the meantime, all of you SMI students, thank you so much for giving up a week and going and serving. It's awesome to see. And I am stoked I get to go on the high school trip. I haven't gone in a couple of years. So we're going to have some fun this year. So thank you all for giving up your spring break and going to share the love of Christ with the world. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.